ghost of old Tom Jones.
Someone to blame. You and her head sings, you and her head flames.
often not forgotten in the dark heart of a dream.
Slip the cold hand deep inside of me. and a coal mine. A gold jury that crawls that thin line. I'm making street time. I'm gonna hacksaw Sylvia and 13 inches of bottle drop to the floor. I come home in the evening. I can't get the smell from my hands. Lay my head down on the pillow and go drifting on in the foreign slipped on her shoe. She was a perfect size seven. I said, there's no smoke in the storm, man. She crossed her legs and then we made some small talk. Yeah, that's where it should have stopped. But she slipped me a number. I put it in my pocket. My hands slipped up her skirt. Everything slipped my mind. In that little roadhouse on Highway 29 was a small town bank. It was a mess.
Something that was here with me now.
She was just a rag doll. It was just a dream. The wind comes silent through the windshield. All I could see was snow and sky and pine. I closed my eyes and I was running. Yeah, I was running and I was flying. Johnny Wigger is good around, praying in a boy's top. Well, I'll do the cop snug up on from behind. Out in front of the good top, it's like the cuffs on Johnny 99. Well, there's a public defender, but the judge was Moon John Brown. He came into the courtroom and stared young Johnny down. Well, he is a clear boy, but the sentence hung with the crown. Prison for 98 years, we'll call it even Johnny 99. Don't take my boy this way. Well, son, you got any statement you'd like to make? Before the bailiff comes, forever take it away. Well, judge, I had this honest man to pay. My bank was holding my mortgage, it was gonna take my house away. But I ain't slaying, I make me an innocent man. But it was born all this judge, it took that gun in my hand. Well, Your Honor, I do believe I think they're all dead. So that they can tell my life for the thoughts that's in his head. Sit back in that chair and thank it over just one more time. Let's show them mercy and put me on that chilling line.
Sawed off 14. It has to be idiotic also. That's why. Well, I'll give you a little background. I got some time, don't you? I'm in my hotel room, night after night after night. I fall asleep with the TV on. I believe that messages are being subliminally sent into our subconscious by the government. Because I wake up wanting things real bad. All kinds of things. So, here we go. I fell asleep on the couch last night, and I woke up with the TV on. There was a woman in tight cotton exercise shorts and a big plastic machine she was climbing on. She said the out of cycle guarantees 10 inches off your waist and 50 pounds in just 3 minutes a day. I went to bed knowing the revolution had been postponed. Everything was okay. You can try and you can buy it and live in bed, but don't be fooled, folks, there's only one. I forget that guy's name, but somebody said, sell it and they will come, boys, sell it and they will come. I switched channels and there was Evel Knievel. I thought that he was dead. I found myself sitting there quietly, hanging on each and every word that he said. Now, folks, the stimulator removes all pain from your life. The best day of your life will be when you try this little thing out. The camera moved in, as he said, and let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, pain is something old Evel knows a little bit about. You can try, you can buy, and he'll get big, but don't be fooled, folks, there's only one. I forget that guy's name, but somebody said, sell it and they will come, boys, sell it and they will come. Well, when a fella comes on shouting, free haircuts, yours for life. Somehow you cut your hair with your vacuum cleaner. Then I switched channels, and there was Dionne Warwick, communing with her psychic friends. I watched for hours, taking warmth, comfort, and pleasure from things that I despise, touched by how much they needed me, and that happy desperation in their eyes. You can try, you can buy, it'll help you in bed, but don't be fooled. Folks, there's only one. I forget that guy's name, but somebody said, sell it and they will come, boy, sell it and they will come. So Dionne shared all my late night psychic friends. I drank to your health and Tony Little, America's personal trainer. Please kill yourself. Well, I have sold a few things to myself in my time. And by the way, folks, there's some t-shirts on your way outside. Well, last night I dreamed of lipstick and tight little cotton shorts. Harder, faster, she whispered in my ear. One.
Sell it and they will.
Remember me? You thought I was gay. But I've just been staying home. Where the evil can evil come? They don't have that here in St. Louis. See, I saw that in... They do? Jesus. They don't have that in New Jersey. I think he's a wanted in New Jersey. That's why. Something about a baseball bat. I have to go there. This song I wrote for the Tom Joad record, and for some reason or another it didn't get on, I don't know why, but it's set in the San Gabriel Mountains outside of Los Angeles, and there was a group of homeless Vietnam vets who took the living out there, and this is a story about one of those fellows who had a daughter, and she grows up and comes looking for her dad. It's called Brothers Under the Bridges. Saigon, it was all gone. The same coke machine as the streets I grew on. Alisky Canyon, we come walking along the ridge, me and the brothers under the bridge. Campsites, an hour's walk from the nearest road to town. There's too much brush in canyon for the CHP choppers to touch down. I ain't looking for nothing, I just wanna live. Me and the brothers come to Santa Ana's and man that dry brush of white. Jimmy Devin got burned up in his own campfire one winter night. We buried his body in the white stone high up along the ridge. Me and the brothers under the bridge. I had enough of town, I had enough of town, the street light. Pretty soon you just end up on the wrong end of someone's night. I don't want no trouble, and I ain't got none to give. Me and the brothers under the bridge. Well, I shipped home in 72, and you were just a beautiful light in your mother's dark eyes of blue. I stood down on the tarmac, I was just a little kid. Me and my brother on Veterans Day, I sat in the stand in my dress blues. I held your mother's hand when they passed with the red, white, and blue. I one minute you're right there, and something slips. Didn't write a song about men and women for about 30 years. I wonder why. My experience has been sort of, you know, like we kind of come together and then get this big electrical shock and get thrown back against the wall somehow. But there's something in that shock that feels good, so you keep coming back. What I'm telling the audience is that I had one relationship for 30 years. Pretty impressive. The problem was it was with a whole lot of different women. But it was the same one, you know? Same thing happened every time. Did the same things. Thought of the same things. And then just to prove that I was getting it wrong, I got married. Wow. But, for some of us, the first time is practice, I guess. Hey! So if you're lucky, you'll get married again. And, I'm lucky. I can see there's tremendous support for marriage out there. Yeah! There you go. Talk about it, man. Won't you? It's called dry lightning.
She's saying nobody can give nobody.
what they really need anyway. Well, you get so sick of the fighting, you lose your fear of the end. But I can't lose your memory, the sweet smell of your skin. It's just dry lightning on the horizon line. It's just dry lightning, and you won't mind. Something that I do that makes me feel useful. So I don't know, you know, what it would be like if somebody after 30 or 40 years came up to me and said, well, you know, that thing that you've learned to do, that's, we don't need that now, you know. Everything's changed. It's different. You're going to have to be 40 or 50 years old, you're going to have to learn to do something else now. And it's just about the people that built our country, gave their children to the wars, and were considered expendable. Here in Northeast Ohio, back in 1803, James and Danny Heaton found the ore that was mine in Yellow Creek. They built a blast furnace here along the shore, and they made the cannonballs that helped the Union win the war. In Youngstown, my sweet Jenny, I'm singing down. Then my daddy worked the furnaces, so he kept them hotter than hell. Back and home from down the way to Scarfell, job that said the devil is winning. Tagging out coke and limestone, fed my children, made my pay. And smokestacks reaching like the arms of God into the beautiful skies of Southern Plain. In Youngstown. In Youngstown, my sweet Jenny, I'm singing down, hey, down in Youngstown. When my daddy come on the Ohio Works, when he come home from World War II, how the yards just scrapping rubber, so them big boys did what Hitler couldn't. These mills, they built the tanks and bombs that won this country's wars. We sent our sons to Korea and Vietnam. Now I'm wondering what they were dying from. In Youngstown. In Youngstown. I see Jenny, I'm singing from. Down in Youngstown. From the Monongahela Valley to the Soviet Union, the coal mines of the Appalachian, stories always the same. 700 tons of metal a day. So you tell me the world's changed. Once I made you rich enough to forget my name. In Youngstown, in Youngstown. My sweet Jenny, I'm sinking down. Deep down in Youngstown. When I die, I don't want a part of heaven. I would not do heaven's work well. I pray the devil comes and takes me to stand in the fiery furnaces of hell.
Thank you.
assessment, something like that. Wait a second. I wish I was joking.
Some hands
was a deserted chicken ranch, and then a small tin shack on the edge of a ravine. McGarren enlisted, cooking methamphetamine. They could spend a year in the orchards, or make half as much in just one 10-hour shift, working for the men from Sinaloa. Ah, but if you see the hydriotic acid will burn right through your skin, and they'll leave you coughing up blood in a desert you breathe those fumes in. But it was early one winter evening, as McGill stood watch outside, when the shack exploded, lighting up the valley night. McGill carried Lewis's body over his shoulder, down a swale to the creek side, and then the tall grass leaves on Sunday's tide. And McGill lifted Lewis's body into his truck, and then he drove to where the morning sunlight fell on a eucalyptus grove. Then the dirty dug up $10,000, all that they say, kissed his brother's lips and placed him in his grave. San Diego border station. Get a lot of young guys that leave the, come out of the army and join the border patrol. And it's a mysterious place. It's a confusing job. Funny being a civilian again. It'd been some time. My wife had died a year ago, so I was still trying to find my way back home. I went to work for the INS on the line, the California Border Patrol. Bud Ramirez was a 10-year veteran, and we became friends. His family was from Guanajuato, so the job, it was different for him. He said they risked death in the deserts and mountains, payroll that got to the smuggler's rings. We send them home, they come right back again. Carl, hunger is a powerful thing. Well, I was good at doing what I was told. I kept my uniform pressed and clean. At night I chased the shadows through the arroyos and ravines. Drug runs, falls of the families. Young women with little children by their sides. Come night we'd wait out in the canyons and try to keep them from crossing the line. The first time I saw her, she was in the holding pen. Her eyes met and she looked away. Then she looked back again. Her hair was black as coal. Her eyes reminded me of what I'd lost. She had a young child crying in her arms. And I asked, Senor, is there anything I can do? Well, there's a bar in Tijuana where me and Bobby drink alongside the same people we'd sent back the day before. We met there, she said her name was Louisa. She was from Sonora and just gone north. We danced and she felt good in my arms, and I knew what I was gonna do. She said she had family in Madera County. If she were a child, and a younger brother could just get through. Well, at night they'd come across the levee in the searchlight's dusty glow. We're rushing in our Broncos, forcing back down into the river below. She climbed under my truck. She leaned towards me and we kissed. But as we drove, her brother's shirt slipped open, and I saw the tape across his chest. Well, we were just about on the highway when Bobby's Jeep came up in the dust on my right. I pulled over and I let my engine run, and I stood down into his line. Myself moving, my gun resting beneath my hand. We stood there staring at each other as off through the arroyo she ran. Bobby Ramirez, he never said nothing. 6 months later, I left the line. I drifted to the Central Valley, and I took what work there I could find. At night I sent to the local bars in the migrant towns, looking for my Louisa with her black hair falling down. heard in a while, but I guess the toughest thing is, you know, you're away from your kids, is, and then they hate your guts because of that, you know. Call up. Daddy's on the phone. Their kids, and you know, everything's a big deal. And if you have kids, you can't understand. And they come, oh man, he took his first piss and they went right in the, you know, thing. And, you know, quick, let me call Guinness, all right? You know, and then you know, they bring their kids over and they touch all your stuff. You know? I don't want that. You have your own, and your friends come over and don't have kids, and you find yourself sitting there going, oh man, you know, he's not in his diapers, and, you know, you're doing the same thing. And you can't stop yourself. Sometimes I'm in the middle of doing it, and I'm thinking, God, I'm doing it. I can't stop. And then when you have your own kids, they really touch all your shit. Oh, they love that. They mess everything up. You know, when it was Christmas, you know, all these new toys, and they play with them for about 20 minutes, and then they come up into like the room where I write, and like wreck everything for 2 hours after like the greatest time. I guess this is a song. This is a song about children, and in the end, you know, I guess people say, gee, what, you know, what are kids, what do they do for you? Well, to me, they seem to have access to whatever grace there is in the world, you know. And for some reason, the children have some sort of, they have like a window into that grace that comes through and they bring it into your life, you know, on a daily basis. And I think as you get older, maybe that window closes up. You know, maybe we have when we're kids and then become an adult. It's smaller and smaller, and then it maybe shuts. Which is why I think people, you know, pursue, you know, films or art or music or I guess bizarre sexual practices. Right? You know, trying to bring that grace into their lives. This is a song about lost children. And as an adult, you feel so, you know, you feel so responsible for your children. This is a song about lost children. Young kids, 11, 12, 13 years old, down on the border in San Diego. He lays a blanket underneath the freeway. The evening sky grew dark. Took a sniff of the tonsil from his coke can, headed through Balboa Park, where the men in the Mercedes come nightly to employ. In the cool San Diego evening, the services of the border. He grew up near the Zona Norte, with the hustlers and smugglers he hung out with. Swallowed the balloons of cocaine, brought them across to the 12th Street Strip. Sleeping in a shelter, if a night got to come. Running from the migra of the border patrol. Past as the salvage yard crossed the train tracks, heading through the storm grain. They stretched their blankets out beneath the freeway, and each one took a name. There was X-Men and Cochise, little spider sneakers covered in Tijuana with a mud. They come north to California, end up with the poison in the mud. He did what he had to for money. Sometimes he sent home what he could spare. The rest went to high top sneakers, Tonsho, and jeans like the Cavachos wear. One night the Border Patrol swept 12th Street. A big car come fast down the boulevard. Spider stood caught in its headlights. Got hit and went down hard. As the car sped away, Spider hit his stomach into his blanket beneath the underpass. While there tasted his own blood on his tongue, closed his eyes and listened to the cars rushing by so fast. Resonated throughout the whole rest of my life. Something about it. I remember seeing it and thinking, yeah, that's what I wanted. You know? The end of the picture, Tom Joe is wanted for killing a security guard and killed his friend. He knows he's going to have to leave. Police are coming in the morning. And he knows he's going to have to tell his mother that after they've made this long journey, thousands of miles, and they've lost so much, they lost their home, family members. And he knows he's going to have to tell his mother that she's going to have to lose her son now. And before this scene, there's a dance scene in Fort Schutz. And it's very, really very lovely, you know, very warm. And basically, you know, gives you a sense of community and holds out the possibility of beauty in a brutal world. And where there's beauty, there's hope, and where there's hope, there's some connection to spirit, divine love, or whatever you want to call it. So the dance ends and Tom goes into the tent and his mother's sleeping and he touches her very gently and he wakes her up and he says, "Mama, I gotta go now." And she gets up and they step out underneath the trees. And she says, "Well, Tommy, you know, I knew this day would come, but how am I gonna know where you are? How am I gonna know how you are? How am I going to know if you're alive?" And he says, "All I know is I got to go out and I got to scratch around and see what's wrong and see if there's something I can do to make it right. And you'll know how I am, Mama, because at night when you're sleeping, I'll be in that darkness that's all around you. And you'll hear me and men's voices when they're yelling because they're angry. Or you'll hear me and I'll be in the way he disappears off in the darkness. And the next scene is that Joe's heading north for work in the morning. And the father's saying, we've lost Tommy now. You know, Mom, what are we going to do? And she says, well, we're going to keep on going. We're just going to keep on going. Tonight my bag is packed. Tomorrow I'll walk these tracks that'll lead me across the border. Tomorrow my love and I will sleep beneath auburn skies and across the border. We'll leave behind, my dear, pain and sadness we found here. We'll drink from the Bravo's muddy waters. And where the sky grows gray and white, we'll meet on the other side, then across the border. For you I'll build a house high on a grassy hill, somewhere across the border, where pain and memory have been still. There across the pond, and sweet blossoms fill the air, pastures of golden green roll down into cool, clear waters. And in your arms, neath open skies, I'll kiss the sorrow from your eyes. And across the moon. Tonight we'll sing the songs, and I'll dream of you, my love. And tomorrow my heart will be strong. May the saints' blessings and grace carry me safely into your arms. For what are we without hope in our hearts, that someday we'll drink from the bright blessed water, and eat the fruit from the vine, and our love and fortune will be mine. Thank you. out there. And you'll grow as our faith. Brother Mary, John Fontaine, advertiser of a downtown train. Christmas cry, Buster Keaton, he's in love again. When Doc wore his dreams mixed with Panther skins, the someday I'll grow in. Take it here with a destination. Born for out-of-state kids at the late show. Wizard imps, sweatside pimps, yeah, there's still a mongrel nymphs. Rex said that lady left him in, it looks like a queen of diamonds, ace of spades, newly scattered letters in the take out four page and trades to a mountain rock. And Mary knew about the how to cope, but she rides the heaven on a gyroscope. Daddy Blues asked her for the dope. She says, man, the dope's that there's still hope. Serious special rules, wipes her eyes and blows her nose. Uptown and home, she throws a rose to some lucky old matador.
Wasting and churning up the sand. La 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 la.
All that quiet that you gave me tonight is where all the people that I'm singing about, that's where they live. And it allows me to give my best to you, and that's a gift that you've given me, so thank you. Some light, you know, but it had to be a real life, hard kind of light. I guess this is what happens to songs. So it's, I guess, like a little real life mirror. You get older and you think that the world doesn't change, that it's intractable, that there's always wars, there's always poverty, things don't get better. You know? History just marches on. You know? And but this is about somebody who changes himself. And in changing himself, he does change his world. He does change the world that he touches. That's not so bad. This is in the mid-80s, there was the refugees came out of Vietnam, at the end of the Vietnam War, settled in the Gulf Coast. And because it was a lot like home, Gulf Coast of Texas. And there was a lot of tension. They went into the fishing industry, and there was a lot of tension between the Vietnamese refugees and the Texas fishermen. Side by side with the Americans in the mountains and deltas of Vietnam. In 75, Saigon fell and he left his command and brought his family to the promised land. Seabrook, Texas, and the small towns in the Gulf of Mexico. It was Delta country, and reminded him of home. He worked as a machinist, put his money away, and bought a shrimp boat with his cousin. And together they harvested Galveston Bay. In the morning, Father Son come up. He kisses his sleeping daughter. Steer out through the channel and cast his nets into the water. Billy Sutter fought with Charlie Company in the Highlands of Quantry. He was wounded at the Battle of July, shipped home in 68. There he married and worked the Gulf fishing grounds in a boat that had been his father's. In the morning he'd kiss his sleeping son and cast his nets into the water. Billy sat in front of his TV as the South fell and the communists rolled into Saigon. He and his friends watched as the refugees came, settled on the same streets and worked the coast they grew up on. Soon in the bars around the harbor there was talk of America for Americans. Someone said, you warm them out, you gotta burn them out. And they brought in the Texas Klan. One unit, Texas night, there were three shadows on the harbor. Come burn the Vietnamese boats into the sea. In the fire's light, shouts rang out, two Texans lay dead on the ground. Lee stood with a pistol in his hand. Dory acquitted in self-defense, as before the judge he did stand. But as he walked down the courthouse steps, Billy said, "My friend, you're a dead man."
Ah!
then I felt inspiration coming on. And I said, I got it. Clichés. A song that's nothing but clichés. The cell moons! I can feel it! Every cloud has a silver line. Every dog has a day. She said, now don't say nothing, honey, if you don't have something nice to say. The tougher they get going, when the going get tough, but for you, my best is never good enough. Now don't try for a home run, baby, if you can get that job done with a hit. And remember, quitting never wins. And a winner never quits. The sun don't shine on the sleeping dog's ass. And all there is to that stuff. But for you, my best was never good enough. Well, God gives you nothing but lemon. Makes some lemonade. The early bird catches a fucking worm. Rome wasn't built in a day. Now, life's like a box of chocolates. Stupid is, stupid does, and all the rest of that shit. Come on, pretty baby, call my blood. Thank you.